We will now present the orthodox Sunni response to the dubious claim that Islam is demolished by science and reason. What do we mean by orthodox and Sunni? These two words are to be taken as synonyms. By orthodox, we intend something close to the literal original Greek meaning of the term: upright, straight, praiseworthy. As we say in our own deen, mustaqim, meaning straight. Just as we read in our daily prayers when we recite Fatihatul Qur'an, the opening chapter of the Qur'an,
اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ,
guide us upon the straight path. And we have the hadith of the Prophet also, where he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, drew a line in the sand and then drew divergent lines to its left and its right, explaining how each crooked divergent path had a devil calling to it. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recited the verse,
وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ.
And verily this is my straight path, so follow it and follow not other paths, for they will separate you away from his path. As for the term Sunni, it is an abbreviation of the phrase Ahl Sunnah, which is in itself an abbreviation of the phrase Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the people or followers of the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the united body of Muslims upon that way. So inshallah, our response to this doubt that Islam is demolished by science and reason, as with our responses to all the doubts we're addressing in this series, will be in line with and reflective of the principles and proofs of the people of the Sunnah. What about science? Science basically is a form of knowledge, a methodology by which we study the observable natural world. The scientific method is one of empirical measuring and testing. Empirical being whatever one can verify through observation or sensory experience. Can we give an example of science in the Quran? Yes, we can, but perhaps not the example that comes to most minds.
وقال فرعون يا هامان ابن لي صرحا لعلي أبلغ الأسباب أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه كاذبا.
And Pharaoh said, O Haman, build me a tower that I may arrive at the ways of the heavens, that I may look upon the God of Moses, for verily I think him to be a liar. So there you have it. The Quran's actually recounting an atheist's taunting of a scientific test aimed at disproving and challenging the hypothesis of God's existence. Science in the Quran. What is Islam then? In asking this question, we're more precisely asking, what is Islamic belief? What do Muslims have faith in, have iman in? As for the practice of Islam, rather than the creed, we'll cover that further down the line. For now, let us consider from what Allah revealed in His book.
Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
This passage of the Quran, one which perhaps many tens of millions of Muslims have memorized, if we contemplate upon it, specifically the third verse, and even more specifically the third word in the third verse, then we can kill the doubt before its rot sets in. Alif Lam Mim. This is the book whereof there is no doubt, a guidance for the God-fearing, those who believe in the unseen and perform the prayer and spend out of what we have provided for them. Remember, science pursues knowledge of that which can be seen, while here in the Quran we learn that our iman, our faith, is in the ghaib, the unseen. Elsewhere in his book, Allah says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ.
Those who fear their Lord in the unseen, for them will be forgiveness and a great reward.
مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ.
Whosoever fears the Most Merciful in the unseen, and comes with a penitent heart. Abul Aliya, who was from the students of the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said about Allah's speech, يؤمنون بالغيب, those who believe in the unseen, means they believe in Allah, His angels, His books, the messengers, the last day, His paradise, hellfire, and in the meeting with Him. They also believe in life after death and in resurrection. All of this is the ghayb, the unseen. And we learn from what is known to Muslims as the narration of the angel Gabriel, Hadith Jibrail, how, when the archangel appeared in the form of a man, he approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, then sat kneeling opposite the Prophet until he, alayhi salam, asked him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ, tell me about Iman, tell me about faith. To which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, that you believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and that you believe in destiny, its good and its evil. So these are Islam's 6 articles of faith, and 5 of these 6 are explicitly mentioned in the following verse of the Quran.
ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب.
Righteousness is not that you turn your faces to the east and the west. The sabab al-nazul, the reason for the revelation of this verse, was related to the changing of the qibla, the believer's direction of prayer from Jerusalem where it had been previously to Mecca. Understandably, this switch caused quite a commotion. So Allah explained in this verse that righteousness was not in the direction the believer prays to, but in the faith he or she holds in his or her heart, and the actions that emanate from that faith.
وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ.
But righteous is the one who believes in Allah, the last day, the angels, the scripture, and the prophets. Let us now briefly look to each of the pillars of faith mentioned in this verse in turn, and contemplate how, if at all, science and reason can grasp them.